Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Australia has announced further travel bans and sanctions on Russian individuals and entities 3 years on from the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, Defence Minister Richard Marles and Foreign Minister Penny Wong say the new sanctions target individuals supporting Russia's annexation of eastern Ukraine and Crimea. It also targets individuals responsible for conflict-related sexual violence and the forced deportation of Ukrainian children. The ambassador of Ukraine to Australia, Vasyl Miroshnichenko, says the support from Australia means a lot.
And, you know, my message on the third year of anniversary is to thank Australia for that support. You know, for us Ukrainians, seeing that support from 15,000 kilometres away is so uplifting. If aggressor is rewarded for what they've done, it's a very negative signal which has been sent to different other authoritarian leaders here in the region. And the world is watching, because security in Europe will define the security in the Indo-Pacific.
The major parties are yet to explain how they would fund an $8.5 billion pledge to boost Medicare. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says he would match the announcement made by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese over the weekend to ensure 9 in 10 visits to the doctor will be free within the decade. The plan includes funding for an additional 18 million bulk billed GP visits per year, nursing scholarships, and increased GP training opportunities. The announcement has been largely welcomed, but the National Rural Health Alliance and the Australian College of Nursing has also called for long-term reform to address workforce shortages, including measures to more fully utilise the skill sets of nurses and ensuring there are enough local health workers to service demand in regional and rural Australia. Mr Albanese says the funding pledge is significant.
That is the largest commitment to Medicare in 40 years. And on top of that, a plan to make sure we deal with the workforce, that we have 2,000 extra GPs, that we provide scholarships for nurses and midwives. A Labor government will always defend healthcare. Healthcare and my personal experience with my mum is what politicised me and why I'm here today as the Prime Minister.
The focus in Germany has turned to negotiations for a new ruling coalition following their election over the weekend. An official election result is expected in coming hours. Projections indicate opposition leader Friedrich Merz is in the strongest position to be the country's next chancellor, but he faces the challenge of forming a coalition government. Supporters of the far-right anti-immigration AfD party are celebrating a record result as exit polls project they have secured 20% of the vote, almost doubling their results compared to the last election. Despite that result, it's unlikely they will be part of any upcoming government, as all other parties say they refuse to form a coalition with them. This voter, Janik Rieger, says he hopes the parties stick to that promise.
I hope that Merz stands by what he said and that he won't form a coalition with the AfD and that he doesn't further divide the people in this country, but that we can come together in these hard times and not use the politics of Trump, Elon or Milei in Argentina as an inspiration.
And in football, the Matildas have lost to the United States 2-1 in the She Believes tournament. It's a smaller margin than in their opening game loss of 4-0 to Japan on Friday. The Australians couldn't convert a last-minute free kick into a shot on goal to level the score. Speaking after the game on Paramount Plus, Matildas coach Tom Samani says the team showed a lot of grit throughout the game.
You know, I think they showed a lot of character, getting themselves back into the game and then sort of sticking and staying in the game and getting that goal back. We need to work right through both how we keep the ball from a technical perspective, and we also need to get back to being a bit more physical.
And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.